The Grand Pardubice Steeplechase, widely regarded as Europe's toughest cross-country horse race, was first held in the year 1874. Over the past century, more than two dozen horses have died on the Taxis Ditch, a treacherous obstacle that riders are forbidden to practice jumping. A move is afoot to make it safer while preserving its iconic character.
Skočil, Hegrus měl problémy, ale padá tam Sotoven to s Kratochvílem a také No Time to Lose s Kocmanem. Dva koně trenéra Josefa Váni končí a velké...
The Taxis Ditch is named for a 19th century German prince who persuaded organizers to preserve the dangerous jump. Originally, it consisted of a ditch 2 meters deep, hidden behind a hedge 1.5 meters high. Nearly three decades ago, the dimensions of the famous, or perhaps infamous, jump were shortened and the landing edge softened. Still, in last year's steeplechase, yet another horse, Sotovento, died after making the leap. Jaroslav Muller, head of the Pardubice Racing Association, argues that racing is inherently dangerous, and it would be a pity to alter the Taxis Ditch much further. The obstacle, he told Czech Radio in an interview at the start of this year's racing season, on Saturday, is synonymous with the steeplechase itself.
The question is whether the Taxis Ditch is really the most difficult obstacle in Europe. I don't think so. Above all, it is a symbol of the Grand Pardubice. We have planned all possible modifications with the aim of preserving that symbol and at the same time in accordance with what modern times require. Things that both spectators and organizers can accept. The proposed changes will be quite minimal. We do not want to interfere with the height and size of the jump. We want to maintain the proportion set in recent years. We focused mainly on increasing safety. We believe the most dangerous element is the landing edge, which was modified and softened in 1994. But we saw there was still a big element of danger, so we adjusted the shape of the ditch and removed the landing edge.
Příkopu, který je umístěn za živým plotem a odstraníme tu nebezpečnou doskokovou hranu.
The Grand Pardubice Steeplechase, which takes place in October, remains a punishing test of endurance for both horse and rider. There are a total of 31 obstacles along the nearly 7 kilometer long course, and never in its history have all of the contenders in a given race been able to finish it. For many a jockey, the Taxis Ditch is where the race ends. For at least two dozen racing horses, it is where their life has come to an end. Last year, a horse named Sotovento died while jumping over the obstacle, a tragic moment captured on film by the award-winning photojournalist Roman Van Drosch, who has been barred accreditation for the 2021 race. Why? Pardubice Racing Association head Jaroslav Muller again.
Nebyla to jediná akreditace, kterou jsme neudělili, těch bylo více.
That wasn't the only accreditation denied, for a number of reasons. You know, it's quite complicated. We have a code of ethics, and these values are immeasurable. Of course, as organizers, we know that racing comes with risks. Unfortunately, fatalities can occur. However, we believe that the images published crossed a line.
Mr. Van Drosch's employer, the Czech news agency, said in a statement last month that it has rejected the Horse Racing Association's offer to consider granting accreditation to another photographer, objecting to what it called the censorship of independent media.